We'll start with Nick Picaro. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, Cole, that was a pretty awesome moment there with that foul ball. Could you kind of just tell us about it from your perspective?
Yeah, so high fly ball, knew I was going to be pretty close to the wall and thought I had a shot at it and went into the stands. And to be honest, I didn't really know what the rule was. I thought I was pretty close. So I kind of looked, I didn't catch it. I looked at the kid and I was like, I kind of stared back to look at the umpire to see what exactly the rule is right there. And he's calling foul ball. And I'm just kind of staring at him like, man, that was a heck of a play, you know, and just everybody's cheering around. And so I just gave him knuckles, said, nice catch, man, and tipped my cap to him and went back about it. I mean, he was almost like surprised that that ball landed in his glove, you know? And so, just, I don't know, give him the satisfaction. Like, that was a heck of a play.
Jack Summers?
Cole, an interaction like that for a young kid, I mean, you know, with a professional ball player, had to be a super highlight for him. And I was just wondering, when you were a kid growing up, did you have any interactions that with any ball players that made a really deep impression on you that helped you maybe develop the character that you have today?
You know, none that I could really, not a moment like that, I'll tell you that much. But I mean, some spring training games, getting balls and things like that. I mean, I thought that was the coolest thing in the world, you know, back when I was a kid. And so I remember catching one from Tony Gwynn back at in spring training. Gosh, that must have been, I don't know, late 90s maybe. And I remember holding on to that ball. Was like, man, what a moment this was for me. And, you know, and so wasn't a fist bump or anything like that, but definitely a moment that I didn't forget. Yeah.
How surprised were you just to kind of look up and see that it was a kid and not an adult? I mean, was there any, like, I mean, just to see a kid of that age make that play?
Yeah. So you gotta think about where he was sitting too. Like, he had the net was right in front of him. So that ball is like right on top of him. It's almost like sandlot, like throw your glove up for a prey. It went in, and I felt like he kind of looked at me and then looked at his glove like, oh my gosh, like I caught it, you know, and kind of flipped the ball up. Like, look at that, you know? And so I just thought it was awesome. Like, that's a heck of a play to make. Like, that's a tough play for me. And I mean, he just stuck it like no problem, you know? And so I actually went back to him in the eighth inning, and he's still standing there. I mean, he was the man of the night for sure. And I looked at him, I told him, hey, you realize you're going to be the number one play on SportsCenter tonight. And he looked at me dead in the face and he goes, I'm already blown up on TikTok. So I was dying laughing. So he had a little personality too. So, I mean, that's a moment he won't ever forget. That was pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Hey, Cole, we noticed up here in the TV booth that you had your young ones, I think it was Cincinnati, you had your family there, it looked like. Are they still with you, and did that sort of, having them there, at least for part of this trip, make you a little bit more aware of that interaction with the young man last night?
Yeah, they're here in Atlanta, too. You know, maybe, yeah, it's pretty cool having your family be able to travel again. I mean, we didn't have that last year, you know, and so having my kids on this trip and win or loss, you know, good game, bad game, it doesn't matter to them. You still, just like being at home, you got to be a dad. And, you know, my son's had a blast, like, seeing all the mascots. And, I mean, he's found 8 mascots in 2 cities. So he's having some fun. And so, yeah, I mean, it brings out the kid in you. I mean, makes it, kind of puts in perspective that we get to play a game, you know, and that's what it is. It's a game, and to go out every night and have some fun. And, you know, especially little moments like that, like I said, that kid's never going to forget that. And what a moment for him. And so that's what makes this game special. You know, it's that we get those little spots of time that, you know, we get to impact certain people. And definitely pretty cool.
Jack Summers. house for Cole.